This is BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky. The next one said J.J. Barea. I was like, what? Where'd J.J. Barea get a player to win? Up to number four, a serviceable player. Fitzpatrick. I'm going to say Summit Foundation. Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute. Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas? I'm going to have a name. Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat. Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher than Mason, Martin, Margiela.
Yeah. Tom Brady.
Global losers. Dude. Yeah.
Gotta show them love while you can. The Doo-Doo Browns get their first win of the season.
Bill Belichick.
He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
They holding up to six, baby. This segment is sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You're listening to BSS Carolinas.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio. I'm your host, Rocky. Joining me today is BBB.
What's happening? Live from the Connecticut School of Broadcasting at the Arrow Point Building on Arrowwood Road in Charlotte, North Carolina. If you ever dreamed of a bit on life and entertainment, my bad, 1-800-TV-RADIO, gocsb.com. Check it out. Sign up for the tour. Do whatever.
And don't do whatever.
Do whatever.
Do whatever.
Yeah, we don't really care.
Just do whatever. Just go on the site. Check it out.
And, of course, we are sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting.
Get your attitude back in your broadcasting with the Attitude Broadcasting Company, the only ABC that matters.
And of
I'm sitting here looking at the screen, looking for Periscope. And
I know we're not on right now because we're having internet issues today. So you don't get to see our beautiful faces. We're mine anyway. Maybe Big Shot. Well, yeah, Big Shot. We definitely ain't talking to the guy on the left. Don't worry.
That would be too legit.
Two Legits.
I introduced my own self.
I'm sorry. Two Legits here, Mr. 315.
Yes, sir.
He's ready to take a nap before he goes to work.
Yes, sir.
And, of course, a player to be named later. Or player one.
Player one, man.
Playing too much Madden.
Every day.
Yeah. We got a good show for you today. Good segments here. We're going to talk about Duke and Carolina this week. We got Bon Voyage, and we got two words for you. But first, like I was saying, Duke and Carolina is on Thursday. Anybody ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
Are you?
Man.
Okay, as Duke fans, are you really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We enjoy playing Carolina, man.
It's even when y'all suck?
We don't suck. We've won like four in a row now.
Yeah, we're stepping into our
stride. We're starting to find our way again. Kay is back on the court, on the bench. Everything is starting to sunshine on Duke now.
Which is funny, by the way. You know, Grayson Allen gets suspended for a game. Now Coach K comes back. He trips a guy already his first game back. I mean, you know, I wonder who teaches this.
Is there some kind of correlation?
I'm just saying. You know, the dirtiest player that's ever played college basketball is still playing college basketball. I thought J.R. Reed was bad. I think Grayson Allen's worse.
It's just some players that get that goon in them. Draymond Green, J.R. Reed, Dennis Rodman.
He's just super competitive.
He gets a little goonish, and he tries to trip people sometimes, you know? It happens.
It does.
Wow. I'm with you, Rock. UNC is going to crush him.
Wow. You know he can't pick UNC.
This sucks. I really can't. As bad as Carolina, I mean, Carolina's really good right now. So I kind of, when Duke's down, I kind of want Duke to beat Carolina because just get Carolina off their high horse.
I actually kind of, because I'm a Florida State fan, we're actually having a good season. I actually kind of want Duke to win because I could use UNC to get another ACC loss. So, you know what? I'm going to go with the Blue Devils. Let's do it.
You going Blue Devils?
Yeah.
Duke.
Even though I have no faith in it, but whatever.
Do you even care, no. Mr. 315?
He's Syracuse.
That's what I'm saying. I'm Florida State. I'm like, yeah. I just want UNC to lose and get a little lower.
I love the rivalry, though. But
we want, as a State fan, we want both teams to lose. Sure. But, you know, lesser two evils, you got to go with Duke. But I'll go with Duke on this one.
Well, I'm going to say UNC then. Because everybody else picked Duke. I'm going to go UNC because that's who I really think is going to win, but I hope they lose. So basically what I'm saying is I don't know, and frankly, I don't give a damn.
Duke all day, baby. Check it out. It's probably going to be on ESPN, 9 o'clock game.
8 o'clock.
Is it 8 o'clock?
I think it's
8 o'clock. Actually,
I would say go to
see what station is
go on. To Charlotte, go to the Hornets game, watch the Hornets play the Rockets. That's the game you want to watch Thursday night.
What? you want to watch James Harden put up another triple double?
Absolutely, man. You want to watch the beard. Every time he plays in Charlotte, he puts up a career night.
The MVP.
Yeah. One of the MVPs. Go ahead. Anyway.
He'll win it.
He probably will. Let's move into our top five this week. Top five numbers. Top five. We're going to do top number fives and sixes of all time. Mm-hmm. Let's start with number fives. Do we want to go fives all the way around and then go fours all the way around? Or are you going to go through your list? All right. Who wants to start?
I will the minute I pull my list up.
Okay.
Give me 2 seconds.
Then, Mr. 315, you want to start?
No, not yet.
I got you. I'm ready.
I'll start with my one and only five from my man, Nomar Garciaparra.
That's a good one.
Nomar.
So my number five goes to college football, even though he did win, but he didn't win. I'm going with Heisman Trophy winner Reggie Bush, the most electrifying running back. One of the most electrifying running backs I've ever seen in college football. On maybe the greatest team.
I got Johnny Bench. I don't know why I got Johnny Bench. I just got Johnny Bench. I should have put Reggie Bush in here, man. Man. I forgot Reggie Bush 4-5 in college.
That hit, that flick of the joystick backwards. Woo! That thing jump was nasty. Cut.
So much speed.
So we got Johnny Bench. And are you ready there, Rock?
I'm fine.
315?
I'm still kind of figuring it out. Hold on. Give me a second. Did you give yours yet?
I'll go ahead. Jason Kidd.
See, I was going to say that.
I got Jason Kidd number Jason 5. All right, you got yours? Jason Kidd. Hold on. Is that your number 5?
My number 5.
We're going around the table first.
Oh, number 5.
Yeah, don't.
Oh, okay.
No.
Like we're doing a top five number ranking.
We're doing 5, 4, 3, 2,
gotcha,
1.
Okay.
We're going to start with the number 5. So you got Jason Kidd as number 5.
No, I don't have Jason Kidd as number 5.
Well, who's your five? Number 5?
Number 5, because I didn't know we were doing a top 5.
Yeah, we're doing
okay,
top 5.
Okay, this is my number 5.
All right.
Okay. My favorite player growing up, you know, when I was playing high school basketball, I got to go with my boy Jalen Rose.
That's a good pick. I like that.
Rose.
Well, I'll go to number four because I picked Jason Kidd.
Oh, okay.
So I'll go because it's already been said. I put Jason Kidd at number 4.
You got anybody else besides Nomar? He's just a Boston Red Sox
fan.
I went George Brett just because he was on the list.
I feel like anybody that I would name would be named eventually anyways.
George Brett, you know, best known for the pine tar incident. Too much pine tar on his bat after he crushed one off Yankee pitching. Ran out of the dugout. Went crazy. Almost beat the umpire to death with that pine tar bat.
Wasn't Tim Couch number 5 in college for Nebraska?
Heath Shula was the number 5 as well, wasn't he?
Yes.
Tim Couch played at Kentucky, right?
Mm-hmm.
What a boy. No, Eric.
Eric
Crouch.
Crouch.
Tim Couch was... What number did he wear in the league?
Two. I bought that. I had that jersey back.
Ouch for the couch.
All right. So what are we on there, Rock?
Well, I'm at number 4. So I'm going to say Albert Pujols.
See, I was going to put Pujols, but he didn't make my list.
Of course he didn't.
What you mean, of course he didn't? I put a baseball player.
You don't like baseball.
I put a baseball player on there.
Who?
Well, number three, I got KG, Kevin Garnett, in the Boston Celtics jersey. That's where he won his titles, so that's where I put him.
See, I got him at 21. I got him when he was in Minnesota.
Well, you know what? I got players who wore different numbers on the
list.
No,
I know you do, because I can't wait to get number 6.
Yeah.
Number 3 for me, I got Fat Albert. World Series titles in St. Louis. I mean, he had 10 consecutive seasons of, 35-plus home runs.
See, I was going to put Albert Pujols. I took him off and put Reggie Bush just because I knew everybody else would put Albert Pujols.
Yeah.
And I thought the Reggie Bush thing was a good shout-out. So who you got number 3, Rock?
Johnny Bench. One of the best catchers of all time.
I used to remember all those commercials he used to always have. I forgot what product it was for, but is Johnny Bench here for such a touch?
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. All right. So number 2, is that where we're at? All right, number 2, I've got Jumpin' Joe DiMaggio.
I got
wow, you got a baseball player.
Yes, I do.
I got Jason Kidd at number two.
Wow, that's high.
I got KG at number two. Even though I think he's 21, but number five, career accomplishment wise, number five.
Telling you, man. That's where he won his titles. Mm-hmm. That's where he gets to go. And
so who do you I have number oh, number two, Joe D.
Joe DiMaggio.
Yeah, I got him number two.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So number one?
Who's number one?
Lindstrom.
Nicholas Lindstrom.
Wow, you put a hockey player.
Yep. I only know like five, and I know he's one of the best of all time, and that's where he goes. Number one for me.
I was going to put him on the list, but I didn't watch hockey, so I can't say I watched him play. I didn't watch this guy play either, but he played for my team. So Joe DiMaggio, 56-game hitting streak. It'll never be broken. And he was dating Marilyn Monroe at the time. Three-time Ooh. MVP. Ready to go, Joey
that's
D.
That's worth number one then.
Right?
Yeah, I went hockey number one.
That's awesome. Who you got?
Jason Kidd's my number one.
The original Mr. Triple Double.
Listen, for me, it's George Brett, man. I mean, one of the best hitter. Really? Did you say who?
Who?
Kansas City Royals, won a World Series, multiple-time hit leader, Pine Tar incident. Yeah, you ain't got no clue. Not ringing a bell whatsoever.
Not one little bit.
Yeah, I'm going to say
baseball George history, Brett. Not my forte.
Yeah, I know. I'm going with George Brett. All right, the next number, top five we're doing, number sixes.
So who's
go ahead, Big Shot. Sorry, because I know we got the same one we can piggyback.
Yeah, Joe Torre.
And I got Joe Torre as well.
Manager for the Yankees. What, four World Series rings? Woo, let's go. Those were the good days, man. Miss that, Joe Torre.
Ooh, number, as far as the number six.
Number six.
Number five, I'm going to go Jay Cutler.
Do you know what? If you look it up and they say best quarterbacks to wear or best players to wear number six, he is the best one because so there scary. Ain't nobody They're else.
Wear six.
It's not me.
You got Bubby Brister.
Honorable mention, Bubby Brister. And what you call him, clipboard Jesus, Charlie Whitehurst? There you go. He wears clipboard six. Jesus.
That man got a beautiful beard.
Clipboard Jesus.
He got time to grow it because he definitely ain't playing. But yeah, Jay Cutler. He's probably, yeah.
I got Joe Torre.
I have Steve Garvey at the Dodgers and Padres.
Okay.
I got to go with him. Never.
I was like, I don't even know.
I don't know who that is.
I know Marcus Garvey.
All right, I got my baseball guy. You ready? Ready, Rock?
Yeah.
Number four, Stan. Help me out with his last name.
Musial. Stan the Man Musial.
He won Sportsman of the Year back in like 19-something-something.
Back in the day.
Back in my day.
Back in your day.
I got Jerome Bettis at Notre Dame.
I forgot about that.
The bus.
One. I don't want to do this because that's the guy you put on your list, but I really think Jerome Bettis is like one of the most overrated players of all time. Really?
In college, he was monster. In NFL, he had a great career, but I thought he was better at the Rams than he was with Pittsburgh.
He just went out on a high note.
Yeah.
I think that's why he like is remembered so fondly.
I'll give you baseball guy, my number four,
all right.
Steve Garvey.
That's what I just said.
Oh, did you?
Both of y'all went
Steve Garvey. I like that one, too. I love Steve Garvey. Yeah. Steve Garvey is one of the best second basemen ever played the game.
Whoa.
Wow, somebody was destroying mics. I'm going to go with Ben Wallace.
What?
Yeah.
When did Ben Wallace wear six?
Yeah.
What, Virginia Union?
No, Detroit.
Dude, you serious?
What the hell is that?
I love Ben Wallace. Why not think about that?
Ben Wallace wore number three, didn't he?
I would have went all basketball.
Then, like, the down years before, like, right before he left Detroit, he was number six. He changed it.
See, you can't count that Ben Wallace. The real Ben Wallace wore number three.
All right, fine.
Yeah.
Porzingis.
Kristaps Porzingis. I'll go Porzingis.
My next three is all basketball. So
I'll do Porzingis then.
My next three is all basketball.
I think everybody's next three is all basketball.
Oh, my next three is basketball. And it's not one to one, so it's going to be on y'all's list.
No, I'm going to be mad. You just want to fight with me.
I do.
All right, number three. I got Dr. J.
Oh, gloves are coming off. Wait a minute. Hold on.
I got Bill Russell.
At three?
At three.
Oh, man.
Greatest winner of all time. at 3.
11 titles, bruh.
I know. How many was I alive for?
0.
Exactly.
I have
3.
I have Dr. J at 3.
Bingo.
Also. What? Oh my god.
You know, I got a thing about Dr. J that I pissed a lot of people off in the past about. I always thought he was just a tad
overrated?
A little bit.
A little bit.
A little bit.
He was flashy, but it wasn't.
You know what's funny? You know what I told somebody to do? You know what I told somebody to do one time? Somebody showed me some type of footage. I challenge anyone to show me some footage of him shooting a jumper.
Yep. That wasn't his game.
They didn't shoot jumpers.
He was a 6'6 center.
They didn't shoot jumpers.
I mean, I don't even know how his form was. I never saw mid-range. I never saw.
Okay, listen. First of all, they didn't have jumpers back then. No one shot jumpers.
What?
No
Jerry one. West shot jumpers all the time.
He played in the 80s, the early 80s.
Pistol Pete shot jumpers.
They shot jump shots in the 80s.
You really? Hey, you guys, really? I mean, come on. Dr. J, 3?
So who's at 3 for you?
That's horrible. Patrick Ewing, number 3.
When did he wear a suit?
He wore a suit.
In Seattle.
Yeah, but
you're stretching. And you're stretching to piss me off. That's what you're doing. I know what
he's
doing.
Patrick? I know what he's doing, too.
I know what he's doing.
He said Patrick. That was like Seattle.
No, he wore...
Orlando. Which team did he wear number 6? Because it damn sure wasn't the Knicks. In his heyday.
Why are we listening to Bruce Buffer?
Because we're getting ready to rumble. That's the reason. I'm telling you.
Number 2?
All right.
What you got?
Bill Russell.
I got the doctor because I actually was alive when the doctor was playing.
Still, dog, Bill.
I know Bill was. Bill was.
Plus,
Bill was
you
awesome.
Bring in the activists and stuff like that. Man, Bill Russell was a man.
Like the doctor.
Plus, he's still the man.
The doctor was the Rutgers legend. Like people was hanging out on the building of their rooftops.
Yeah, but like,
on the rooftops of their
Bill
building.
Russell,
to
Bill
watch
Russell hung
doctor.
Out with Martin Luther King, man.
Yeah, Bill Russell. Actually, Bill Russell's the.
I'm gonna change my 3 to Kenyon Martin.
Kmart. When did he wear 6? With the Nets.
With the Nets.
Was he with
number? Yeah. Oh, you got number. Who you got number 2? I know you said Jay.
Number 2 for me. Number 2 for me is LeBron.
Thank
number
you. 2. Thank you.
He's number 2.
Thank you.
And it's hard. That was hard. That was hard.
So you got Bill Russell 1.
Bill Russell 1.
I've got Bill Russell number 2.
So who's number 1?
Well, you have to wait until I get to it.
Let's get to number 1.
Number 1 is LeBron freaking James.
Ding 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 ding.
LBJ.
Ding. LBJ. LeBron James, number 1-6. 4 straight finals, back-to-back titles, 2 finals MVPs, MVP award on a star-studded team. Did he end up having to carry?
And Bill, but I know.
Boom.
But still, that Bill Russell resume, too. He was
I mean, do we remember Game 6 in Boston, 45-15, when they needed it most? LeBron James putting up the numbers. Game 7 in San Antonio, 5 3-pointers, 35 points.
And I remember 4 straight fourth quarters in Dallas, too.
Y'all stop living on that one final. Come on,
and y'all
man.
Stop living on, like, 2 clutch games he's ever had.
Game 7 you know last saying? Year against
I mean,
Golden State, triple-double. Game 6, 41. Game 5, 41.
Game 6. How about Game 6, Eastern Conference Finals against the Pistons?
Time out.
29 in a row.
And I'm a Pistons fan, and I was pissed off because, damn, can you have a game like that in the finals?
Hold on a second.
In the next round?
Hold on a second. First of all, you said last year. You just lost your statement. He didn't wear number 6 last year. So that statement's gone.
Yeah, but you put guys in there who wore it for like a hot second.
He wore number 6. He wore number 6 in that Dallas series.
Sure did.
He did. That, you mean the one they lost, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right.
Basically
the one like blemish in his career. Yeah, that one.
But
the blemish. Okay, let's go into this. This guy, okay, he won 2 out of 4 championships in Miami, and you just said an all-star team. Which it was,
mm-hmm.
Okay?
It was
that
all-star
was
team.
A failure.
Bill Russell failure. Played on a super-loaded superstar team. Like, the Celtics, their first 7 players that they played are in the Hall of Fame. Are the first 7 players that Miami played going to be in the Hall of Fame?
Wait a minute,
2
of them will be.
Did they win? How many championships they win?
Because they were playing garbage competition.
How many
garbage competition?
Wilt Chamberlain was garbage. No.
He wasn't on a
Jerry
loaded
West.
Team.
No.
He wasn't on the loaded team.
It took Jerry West.
Let's go.
It took
Oscar
Jerry
Robinson,
West and Will Chamberlain.
No.
And Elgin Baylor to come together to
Oscar
beat them
Robinson's
because they were
garbage.
Super loaded.
No.
But he wasn't on the
like
loaded team.
Like we said on this show before, you can't compare eras. That came out of your mouth tonight on this show.
I didn't say it
and
in the show. I said it
preparing. You're saying it now, though. You said don't compare eras. I'm not comparing eras.
I'm comparing the teams. Celtics played on a loaded team, and the competition wasn't as great.
When you win a championship where you don't cry about not having enough talent, come to me and holler at me. So, number one is one of the greatest basketball players to ever live. And if you don't know it, go watch tape and tell me he's not.
I can watch
it
him dunk and lay up.
He does more than that. And
he didn't do that. He scored seven a game.
Y'all are full of crap. Y'all
come
are not.
On now.
Go watch the tape. Dr. J is one of the greatest men, greatest basketball players to ever live. The only thing that Philadelphia has that's had any winning in the last 30 years, I'm not counting Phillies. So Dr. J
needed Moses Malone to be traded to them so he could get over the hump.
Hold on. Time out.
Didn't it?
Are you really going to sit there and tell me that you think Dr. J is a better basketball player than LeBron James?
Different eras.
No. I don't care. I'm asking you a question, not about eras. Is he a better basketball player?
Is LeBron James on my top five? Is he on my top five?
No.
That'll tell you enough. There you go. He'll be on my top five for top 23. When we get 23, so see you later. All right, so anyway.
He's not on your top five for number six.
Actually, I'll give him number three. I just want this. Listen, do you really think I'm going to put Patrick Ewing at number six above that?
The Seattle Patrick Ewing,
so I'll give him number three. But he's not as good as Bill Russell or Dr. J.
That's why I had Russell.
I'm not. I'm old school. That's my opinion.
I had Russell number one.
People that don't watch the game until, you know, they're millennials doesn't understand that.
The main reason for me for LeBron, man, since he was 16 years old. The pressure on him to be the greatest of all time was there, and he did nothing but deliver time and time and time again. I know he's had some falls. Who doesn't have falls? Brady's lost two Super Bowls. Everybody loses. But more times than not, LeBron James has delivered at the highest level time and time again.
Listen,
he's got a heavy load to carry.
Like I said, I will put him in the top five. I was just messing with him. He's actually the third best, I would say.
Three.
I'm not putting him above Bill Russell. I'm not putting him above Dr. J. Because to me, I grew up in a time where the basketball game is different than it is now. Is LeBron the best player of his era? Absolutely. I agree with that. You know, argument. But I'm not putting him above MJ. I'm not putting him above Bill Russell and Dr. J. Different games. The 90s. There was nothing like the 90s in basketball. I'm sorry.
Oh yeah,
the 80s and 90s, there's nothing.
Listen, me and you are the same age.
We're the same age, so we get it. So people that are younger than us don't understand it the way we do, and I may not understand it the way they do.
And that's fine. I may be younger, and I may be considered a millennial, and I may not know a lot of baseball history. It's my turn.
All right, go ahead.
I may not know about baseball history, but basketball history, I excel in. Okay, I have watched. I've gone back and watched black and white footage.
Okay, how many games you watched, Dr. J?
A whole game?
Yeah, a whole game.
I probably never watched the whole game with Dr. J.
Then don't say you're a basketball historian if you ain't gonna go back and watch the full game. Don't go back and watch highlights of the clips. Watch the game. I've seen four games of Dr. J.
I mean,
when he played the New Jersey Nets for the I have.
That's just
my opinion.
I just can't sit here and there's no way that LeBron isn't better than him. LeBron does every single thing better.
To me, there is. But to you, there's not. And that's fine. That's our different opinions.
I just don't understand how you see it that way.
I see it because it's a different time, a different player, and he took it to another level. Not saying LeBron hasn't done it for his time, but to me, he's not as good as Dr. J. He's not as good as Bill Russell. Now, have I watched all Bill Russell tapes? No, that's 1950.
Yeah, them's are hard to watch.
So it's hard to watch, though. I mean, you won't watch the peach basket still?
Now, if you want to say anything extra for Doctor, is that he carried
a
he
league.
He carried the whole league.
For years. Like, two he carried the ABA.
Two different
and the ABA, right.
And then when he came to the NBA's popularity and grew tremendously, too.
So. Like I said, no disrespect to LeBron, but he's not as good as Dr. J, because Dr. J did more than dunking, all right? He did.
I still got LeBron.
That's
why,
and that's fine. That's your opinion, and you know, whatever. Okay.
And like I said, as old school as I am, I just always thought Dr. J was just.
Some people thought that, but
what is it?
You know, Dr. J is one of the best. Another great player was 44 Iceman. George Gervin's one of the best players. He's like, and he doesn't get any credit.
To me, he's like one of the top five two guards.
But
ever.
The point, Dr. J was just to me. I mean, I always had. Him on a pedestal, I always will.
People don't understand, George Gervin finished his career as a two guard with like a 58% career field goal percentage.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
Yep. So anyway, now that you're okay with this whole...
I'm not okay with it, but...
It's my opinion.
I'm just done talking.
You have your opinion, I have mine.
That's fine. That Miami series, I mean, he was going out there with Joel Anthony... at the starting center, and
my thing with the whole LeBron thing with me that kills me is like anybody who talks about LeBron, it's always the Mavs series.
No, it's not just the Mavs. No.
It's the Mavs series because no one has ever seen a superstar shrink so low.
It was rough. Okay,
That's the only thing. It's not like I just go back. Oh, look at that. But I was out because you know I love LeBron too.
Dirk Nowitzki in 06.
I was shocked to what I saw.
Houston.
I listen to you guys talk about how great LeBron is. Let me go through my story of LeBron. All right, the Mavs series. I see a different LeBron. I see a LeBron that starts to take jump shots during the playoffs. That stops. He's too tired to go down low and get to the basket and score. He stopped doing that. Not once. Go back to the Miami Heat series against San Antonio. When they had him on the ropes, he stopped the way he was playing. Let's go back to Golden State series when they lost, when everybody was hurt. He was the MVP of that series. But he changed his game style in game 4 and 5 where let's start taking jumpers. He stopped doing what – let me finish.
I didn't say nothing.
The things that he was doing great, he stopped doing. And he started to change his game. That is fact. Go watch the game film. He changed the way he was playing.
I will agree with you.
He did. He started missing free throws. We have talked on this show about him doing that. And he started changing his game. That's the reason, to me, he should have more than two championships.
Exhaustion is a real thing.
But you don't change your game plan.
When you cannot physically do it anymore, you can't. You're hurting your team by driving to the basket.
I didn't ask you to drive. Did I say drive? I said back the guy down. You can do that. That doesn't take all your power to do that. My point is... He, in many series, it's not been one, it's not been two, it's not been three, it's not been four, it's not been five, it's not been six. He does it every single series. This is what drives you nuts about LeBron James. He changes his game plan.
Early.
Every time.
Early in his playoff career. You're right.
But he still does it, though.
The one thing I didn't like about LeBron was taking ill-advised jump shots in the fourth
quarter.
Because he kind of was afraid to go to the line.
But he still does it to this day.
Not as much.
But when they play Golden State, they had that series.
When everybody was hurt, the one thing
– had nobody to help him. I absolutely agree with that.
But he changed
the way he played.
I'm agreeing with
you. And winning.
Well, the thing about that series that a lot of people forget, when everybody was hurt, Cleveland was up 2-1 in that series.
Right.
With game 4 in their gym.
But that is my whole point with LeBron. I don't think he's a bad player.
I think he's the greatest player of today. The best player in the league.
I think he's the greatest player since Kobe. I absolutely agree with that. I just don't put him ahead of Dr. J. You asked me why. That's why.
See, I do. I put LeBron.
And that's fine. Ahead of
Dr. J.
That's your opinion.
Yeah.
That's his opinion. That's your opinion.
Right.
You know, we all have. And that's the tough thing about debating greatest players' eras. Because you don't see. You know, seen him at different times.
I told a friend of mine. I told a friend of mine, like, listen, you talk about weak eras. Hey, listen, if you're in a weak era, dominate it. Dominate your era.
All right, so anyway, let's go.
That's why he's been to the final seven times.
Yeah. If you're, okay, you know what? Let me explain what second place is, or getting to the conference finals. It's second place if you lose. It is.
To the NBA finals?
Yeah. That tells you how bad the Eastern Conference has been. It's been bad, dude. You argue with that the Eastern Conference has not been bad. It has been awful because there's not been – but maybe one or two teams in the last 10 years that could really compete with LeBron.
That's why.
Nobody. Boston and Chicago. That's it. That could really compete with
him. And that was my argument, was it last week when I said Brady has the harder.
Right. No, and I agree with you.
I know, but you just had to be the.
Right.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, you know, and it's fine.
And that's how the NBA is, because in the West it was San Antonio and the Lakers for 15 years.
Yeah.
But the West has always been more loaded. It has. I mean, even the 80s and 90s.
There was a time.
Portland Trailblazers.
I can't remember the year. I can't remember the year where Golden State.
It's not anymore.
I can't remember what year it was. But remember the year with Golden State, the Baron Davis Golden State? They won like 50 games and missed the playoffs.
Right.
They won 50 games but and missed the playoffs.
But the West has always been stacked.
That's how the West
is. It always has.
Yeah.
That was the year after they beat the Mavs when they beat the Mavs.
I mean, look at Chris Webber in the Kings. 49 or 50
games and missed the playoffs. It was crazy.
They ran into the Lakers.
Right. But there's always really good teams out west. It always is. I mean, the East is back in the 80s and 90s. Anyway, let's go into two words and wrap up the show.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
I'm tired.
There you go. Well, we'll finish. John Wick 2.
Oh, I can't wait.
Don't care.
Couldn't care less. Didn't see the first one.
I can't wait.
The first one's dope. I was forced to watch the first one.
Lawrence Fishburne. Yeah. That's all I'm going to say. Lawrence Fishburne. I can't wait.
Watch the first one.
The first one's okay. I'll take the second one's going to be better, I think.
I'll tell it.
Lego Batman movie.
Hell yes.
Awesome sauce.
Download.
Haven't seen.
It comes out this weekend.
Haven't seen. Okay.
Lego Batman movie, Dark Knight. Split.
Don't go.
I went and saw it.
That's the reason I put it on here.
Did you see it?
I haven't seen it.
I saw it Friday.
I saw it Friday myself.
Yeah.
All
right, well, give me two words.
Don't go.
All right, good. Thank you.
Save money?
Yeah.
Did it go by slow to you?
It did.
Was he at least a good actor?
The plot developed really quick, and then the rest of the story is just really slow.
This new movie.
Split. It's good. I mean, I thought it was going to be good.
It's different.
But the guy who played that guy, he played the hell out of that character.
He did.
That's why I was wondering how good he was.
He was good. But the movie in all,
Kimba Walker in 3-point contest.
Good luck.
Last place.
Last place.
I'm going
to
last place.
You beat me.
All right.
Damn, Kimball.
Maybe place. One rack.
Yeah, third place. Mike Vick, career. Mike Vick's career.
Vick experience.
Injury prone. He's had 1 year where he's, I think it might be 1 year his whole career, he played all 16 games. I may be wrong.
I hate this. Dogfighting.
Locked up. Man, wow. Won't let him out.
I'm going to say. Y'all kill me on this one. Maybe best Falcon. I mean, him and Dion.
Dion.
I don't know, dude.
That's still Dion's house.
It's close. Man.
I got Andre Rison over Michael Vick.
Really?
Yeah. Bad Moon Rising. He was a bad. That boy was catching everything. No,
Julio passed him too. Don't worry.
Julio is probably is well on his way to being the greatest Falcon ever.
I got Vick after Dion.
Yeah,
Dion won.
They're one too.
I've heard stories of when Vick played in Atlanta. I heard those Atlanta Falcons games were like the damn club.
Oh, no, yeah. Listen. When they come to Charlotte with Mike Vick, it was like nothing else, all right? Nothing else.
You saw women. In the games in Atlanta, there were women in short dresses and high heels walking around. Yeah. I mean, that was like.
They tried to catch the Mike Vick experience.
I mean, that's how crazy it was in that era when Michael Vick was playing, man.
Yao Ming's career, because they retired his jersey this weekend.
Too tall.
Pretty good. It was pretty good. It wasn't a great career, but pretty good.
Yeah. Big China.
Cut short, man.
Yeah, I was
he's one of my favorite players of all time.
Yeah.
I didn't say he's one of the best.
Gone
but
too
for
soon.
Me, he could have been watching.
He could have been.
I love his sense of humor. Did you see him when he talked about T-Mac?
Yeah.
Him and McGrady together.
They could not be healthy together, man. Yeah. That was the main issue.
They never got the
They
first
had
round.
A title written all over them.
Yeah.
T.O. not making a Hall of Fame?
BS. Of course, BS.
Damn shame.
BS.
Yeah.
Julian Edelman catching the fourth.
Luckiest ever.
White people.
White people problems. First ever overtime game in Super Bowl history.
Didn't know. That's nothing I ever thought about.
I knew that.
I never thought about.
Can't believe.
Yeah.
Great game.
Great game.
Rock and Roll Express will be inducted to WWE Hall of Fame this year.
About time.
Oh, wow. I barely remember. Barely
what?
Remember.
In the WWE, I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
NWO, I was a huge fan of them.
Great time. I mean, they one of the best, man. I mean, there's definitely one of the best. All right, let's go into Bon Voyage.
I would say Bon Voyage.
Hey, hey. Hey, hey. Bye, bye, bye. Bye, bye. All right, y'all game? Y'all saying goodbye to anybody?
This week's episode of BSS Carolinas. Thank you for everybody that listens. Catch us on iHeart.
Sound like the guy at the airport, man.
What?
You calling somebody to the gate?
Come to the gate. Come to iHeart or iTunes or Stitcher or Spreaker and listen, damn it. We need your listens. Nah. Shout out to y'all. Appreciate it.
Say goodbye to football this year. Bon voyage, man. Yeah. That's sad. Yep. Yesterday is always so much fun, and then I wake up today and I think about how awesome the Super Bowl was, and I go, oh, crap.
How the hell are we going to spend our Sundays?
Bingo.
Oh, I know I'm going to spend mine by beating somebody in this room with Madden.
Don't yeah, me. You think that.
So we'll see. Madden beatings, I'm just saying. Mike Vick, of course, retired. Anderson Varejao waived by the Warriors.
Yeah.
Come on back to Cleveland.
Yeah.
Did y'all have any more goodbyes, Bon Voyages?
I don't know.
Mr. 315.
Great show, man.
I'm going to say adios to Tiger Woods.
Oh, yes.
Eldrick is done, isn't he?
Yeah, another back injury.
Damn, Eldrick.
Of course, we got to say goodbye to Spencer Hawes. And last but not least, Zach LaVine out for the season.
That sucks.
Damn, really?
Yeah.
Torn ACL.
ACL.
I know he was having problems.
Well, it was cool that when he tore it, he still walked out on his own, though. He walked out on his own, but yeah, he's out for the year though, which sucks.
Young I wonder players. If I know what happened to Deion Lewis. Did they ever say what happened to him?
I didn't hear anything.
I thought he came back in the game for a couple plays, but it was the James White show after he went out.
Yeah.
That was
the best thing that could have happened to the Patriots.
You see how quick they pulled the LeGarrette Blount chain after he fumbled.
You fumble one time, that's it.
That's it.
Yeah, he was done. All right, anybody got anything else?
It's always sports is life.
All right.
It's been fun.
Thank you for everybody being here today. It's been a great time. Thank you for doing it on Monday so we can get the show in for this week. Everybody, have a great week. And as always, you can catch us everywhere.
Good day.